Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Crits on bikes. We made our way into the tunnels by using some powers I kind of forgot I had, and I did a lot of damage to a wall underneath a historical building. Safe to say that bad boy's gonna fall down any time now. When we went into the tunnels, we found out there's a stairwell to the bookstore. And as we went up, we discovered that the beast has been living in the tunnels. But in even bigger news, we found this really strange book that looks like it must be the key to something.
Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. I am here with my wonderful friends, Rebecca.
Hello.
Tim.
Oi.
Connor.
Hello.
And Derek.
Hi there.
We are very excited to keep playing Kids on Bikes today. But before we jump into that, we're going to answer a question from our RPG campfire deck, or the ultimate RPG campfire card deck, I guess it's officially called. I will never remember that name. About our characters, and this question is about your present state of your character. The question is, what quality do you most admire in others? Bonus points if you can answer that if you think you possess this quality.
I'll say childlike wonder.
Mm.
Because I'm a college student now, and it's been downtrodden out of me.
Oh, so you no longer possess the childhood wonder.
I'm an adult now, man.
Yep. That was more depressing than I thought.
You're welcome.
Bravery.
Okay.
Maxwell really admires when others can take a frightful situation and stand up to it, where his gut instinct is always, you know, we should regroup and reassess.
Mm. So do you think he possesses this quality?
Bravery?
Yeah.
It certainly doesn't seem so.
Well, I mean, I think he has some past heroic deeds. He did attack a Girl Scout with a knife once. He lost pretty bad in that one.
I mean, I guess points for sticking up for friends, but attacking a girl with a knife, maybe not the best.
If that's not bravery, I don't know what is.
If it was like attacking that really large teacher whose name I can't remember. Or a dinosaur.
You know,
if he'd stood up to a dinosaur with a knife, that would have been brave.
I mean, he's no Vivian.
Or that's, stupid.
That's for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. What about Danny?
Danny admires people who are authentic and have a lot of, you know, show off their self-esteem and aren't afraid to be who they are.
All right.
He doesn't quite think that he's there yet. He feels like he's a little more reserved. But he also does recognize that sometimes you can't run around in a superhero costume all the time because you're a superhero. That might be not quite self-confidence as much as some other things of, you know, maybe childlike wonder.
All right. And Josh.
Josh's answer is going to be kind of two parts. First, he has two older people that he looks up to. With Andy, it's definitely her bravery and level-headedness in stressful situations. It's something that he definitely does not have, especially with his flight being his second highest. skill. And when it comes to Danny, Josh feels very jealous about his ability to attract animals and how much that they really like him.
I thought you were going to say ladies.
Nope.
Not yet. Still on the skunks. Still young enough to appreciate a good skunk.
So, yeah.
And I'm going to guess Josh does not believe he has that same.
Josh does not believe he has that animal magnetism either. Like,
animal magnetism.
He feels kind of off put every time Billy runs for a cat. He's like, oh, great, another cat. And he gets scratched.
All right. Awesome. So without further delay, then let's jump into the episode. Just to bring everybody up to speed, y'all just watched the twins murder someone out underneath a street lamp, and then they disappeared. And the violin music continued to crescendo, and you heard the unmistakable roar of the beast coming from the tunnels below where you recently were.
But we haven't left the bookstore yet, right?
No.
Should we go check on that person? Maybe they're, like, not dead? That's a really hopeful thought.
Yeah, I mean, do we still see the twins? Did they run away? I don't want to go confront them. I don't have a big knife.
I don't either, but it seems like they've just vanished.
Josh is now clutching the crowbar.
Billy's passed out. Let's not forget. He clunked his head against the wall. And no one's helped him come to yet. You've just been carrying him around.
Did we have smelling salts, or was that a different game?
Totally a different game. I don't think we had smelling salts for this one.
Hold on.
I thought somebody was sniffing something, but...
That was definitely a different game.
Maybe we can use the stinky boots he's been wearing to shock him awake.
That's a great idea, Max. Do you want to try them? I don't want to get too close. They're pretty gross.
Yeah, I can do that. And I take the boots and I tip it upside down above his face, and I kind of use my other hand to try to waft the smell at his nose.
All right. There's no real chance of failure on this one, but I do want to just see if it works, because that's a wild thing to try to do.
And if that doesn't work, we'll just go get milkshakes without him.
All right. So for some reason, give me a charm.
Ooh, a charm. Charm is a... Ooh, key?
And we'll call it just a 4 for a charm.
A 2.
All right. He continues to be passed out. Like, at this point, he may be faking it because you guys are carrying him around, but you're not 100% certain.
What if I pay my adversity token to help him on his roll by saying taunting him about the milkshake thing, right, and seeing what he says? Like, oh, he didn't wake up? I guess we'll just have to go get milkshakes now without him.
I'm here. I'm ready for the shakes.
You okay, Billy? I think we're going to wait a minute on the shakes.
I am bleeding out of the back of my head, yeah.
Okay.
A milkshake on the back of it would feel good.
I think a bandage would be better. Do we have that?
The door is open, so we can grab some of the stranger's t-shirts to bandage his head.
That is a great idea.
Why do I have them wrapped around my feet, too?
I don't remember. To keep your boots on?
No, we wouldn't put the boots back on him because he got electrocuted.
Yeah, he attacked the book with burning hands and then was flung out of the boots into the wall, duffed his head, and has been passed out since. Since then, Danny said he was going to wrap his feet in t-shirts. And then you guys made a joke about just wrapping everything around his feet that was in the room. That didn't happen.
Okay.
But we can say he's got rag feet.
Okay.
He's also bleeding out of his forehead, the back of his head, and his nose. Or has been, you know, in the last hour.
Okay, I think maybe we should just go straight to the hospital?
I mean, the sheriff's department's right across the street. Maybe we should go there. They might have band-aids, and we can say that we just saw a murder.
I feel like at this point he kind of needs some plasma. It seems like he's run out of plasma. I think he's run out of a lot of his blood. Billy, are you feeling all right?
I feel fine, my dude. I just need some candy. Extra candy on top.
Can I look in my bag to see if I have...
Candy?
Anything that's... health.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
First aid kit, bandage.
Oh.
Bandana, anything. I was trying to go with the prepared, but I'd need two tokens.
Oh, you need two tokens.
So I just figured I would just see if I could.
Spend a token and spend a roll. And let's just say just roll a d20. And if you get higher than a 10, we'll have something.
Three.
All right. So you can find some little bandages, but not like gauze or anything. You have like a little pack of Curad bandages.
I'll start taking them out and one at a time going across his.
Well, I'm feeling way better now.
Okay. I still think Danny had the right idea with the sheriff's office and the.
Why are we going there? I only hit my head. We don't need to tell them because I hit my head.
There was also a murder. We were there for that part.
You see that dead lady in the road over there?
She's not there.
Oh.
She disappeared with the twins.
Okay. Oh, then I don't care about checking on the body. Maybe we shouldn't go to the police.
Who died? Was it me?
No, you're right here.
I couldn't quite tell who it was. It was some vaguely familiar-looking person, but it was dark and they were far away.
I feel like we're trapped in some sort of dreamscape.
Wake up!
What is the situation on the beast at the moment, now that we're standing?
You heard it roar down below.
Is it still?
There's no signs of it, like, coming up the hole or anything near
okay.
you. We did establish it was about a 30-foot climb from basement to this room.
It's a deep-ass tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure now that we're done seeing the murder if we're in immediate danger of anything else besides getting hit by a car.
I mean, I still feel like we're in close to immediate danger. We just...
Yeah.
Witnessed, I mean, did anyone feel like the girls saw you?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But who knows what they see?
I feel like they're always watching.
I don't think it's a matter of whether they did see us. They definitely saw us. They appeared so that we would see them and see the action of the murder. Didn't the knife they had look a lot like that one that was in the book, in that drawing, in the monster's heart?
I couldn't see the details from here, but it did look like it could be the same knife.
What do you think, Billy?
I didn't see the knife. I was passed out.
No, before. Oh, right. Yep, good call.
And then I tried to read that book. I remember that, but I'm not good at reading.
Yeah, that... You are. That makes sense. It was relatively a thick script. It looked like some of it might have been in Latin or something.
I don't know. All I saw was fire, and then I was out. What should we do about the girls? I feel like they're still going to come after us.
Do we want to try and go to the police again? They have. Not listened to us as far as I can remember any time we've gone there, but we can take a vote. We're all varying age of people.
I don't think they're going to listen to us. They didn't listen to the last couple times.
I don't think they're going to listen to us either.
When I was in the Brave Blossoms, the times that we really made a lot of progress was when we just decided to do everything on our own. So I think that if it seems like it's the girls that are the issue and everyone keeps having visions of them, we should just get our hands on these girls and interrogate them. I mean, like, ask them questions, you know, but maybe with like a circle of salt so they can't disappear. we'll bring them into a circle of salt, like a Scooby-Doo episode. We will set up the trap ahead of time, lure them into it, and then pull the masks off.
I love this idea. Andy, I'm a little cold. Do you have like a sweater?
Yeah, here, you could just wear mine. Oh. It's a really girly sweater.
Oh, thanks. I think I might have to go back to sleep now.
Okay, you should stay awake. Stay awake.
Huh?
Yep.
Oh.
Stay with us.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a great idea, Max, and I also wonder if it's connected to that cult we dealt with last year, and if there's a book on that cult, you know, and how to, like, trap them or something.
Well, here would be a great place to check.
Yeah.
Because they have the occult section here in the bookstore.
Yeah.
Let's go check that out. Well, I hope it's not that one that's already missing.
Oh, crap, probably.
Or wait, what if the one that's missing is the one that's floating?
But we can't read that book.
What if it was here the whole time?
Other than the pages it's open to, right?
Oh, right. Well, then we should just check to see if there's anything left that might give us a clue.
I agree. I haven't tried to read the book, right?
Everybody tried to do something with the book last time. And despite it not moving or doing anything at any attempt, everybody just continued to press on, which is admirable.
I feel like the number one rule was, we all agreed, don't touch the book physically with your body.
Okay, I have an idea. Andy has a strength called intuitive where I can spend an adversity token to ask the GM about my surroundings or an NPC. And you have to be honest.
Ooh. Spend that token.
Token spent.
Now ask the right question, because the wrong one will get you nowhere.
What do we do about this fucking book? Follow-up question.
Can you read your thing again? Because the book's not an NPC.
But it's part of my surroundings.
Oh. Okay. What do you do about the book? You would stab this book with the dagger to end whatever curse is on it.
Whoa.
Oh, good, because I thought we were going to have to stab the beast.
Guys, I just had an epiphany. We stabbed the book with the dagger.
Awesome.
Where's the dagger?
Those girls have it.
Fuck. Okay, I'm out of ideas.
Well, I think that they've been taunting your brother and Josh.
Yeah, so they have.
If we're going to set a trap, ooh, I know where we can find some bait.
Maybe it has to be a dream trap. We all fall asleep, holding hands, we appear in the same dream, and then we make our salt circle, and when they appear, that's when we do the whoopie-doo thing.
But Max, if you die in your dreams, you die for real. That's the law.
Well then, I don't know where I am now, because I've died a lot in my dreams. I think this might be my 12th reincarnation.
You don't wake up first?
From dying?
No, before you die in your dream.
Not often.
What happens after you die in the dream?
Well, I'm kind of here after the last one. I remember I was selling cookies, and then these dinosaurs came out of a portal, and then I was getting dropped off at that hotel.
So, we talked about some milkshakes before. What's going on with that?
Do you see what time it is, Billy? There's no milkshakes right now.
Billy, I think you might need more bandages.
I think I need to just, like, get some different clothes on.
Okay.
And shoes. And maybe a little water.
Maybe we should all go to our house and regroup so that Billy can get himself together.
I can't go home.
Yeah, your mom's gonna kill him.
Mom doesn't even know you're home yet.
Well,
and she thinks I'm home.
Maybe she'll be so happy to see you, she will forget that it's whatever time it is and that Billy's out of his room when he's supposed to be and very hurt.
My dad might be passed out by now.
Okay. Do you have clothes that Billy could wear?
Max lives right across the street.
Okay.
The hotel does have a pretty good lost and found section. We might be able to get some shoes for Billy. And then, we could do all the planning there, where no one knows where we are, except for us and hotel staff.
Okay. I'll walk out on the scary street first.
Oh, I was just going to say, travel montage. Yeah.
I don't know why it's circus music, but I imagine.
As we slink down the road. And
do you guys go past the flickering light where the girl was killed, or do you just cut across the street?
Oh, hell no.
I was staying in the dark.
Hell, I'm not going anywhere near that light.
Okay.
I am going to go check out and just see if there's anything in the area. Like, how far out of the path is it? They're still going to be able to see me, right?
20 yards.
Yeah, I'm going to just...
Yeah. Max is going to do this as well.
And peek. Yeah. See if there's, like, you know, weird person shadow baked into the ground or...
There's no person shadow. However, both of you give me some brains rolls.
Does it smell like sulfur?
Of a 6.
Fuck. 4.
Got a 1.
So there's nothing easily recognizable here. Just kind of a street light.
All right, yeah. Dash back to the group. Nothing over there. No blood even. Not a thing.
Not even a blinking light. It stayed on the whole time.
Weird, creepy light.
All right. The hotel.
Should we investigate?
Oh, I was going to say, in Josh's paranoia of looking around, does he see anything that would indicate the twins not just disappearing into thin air or...
Where are you looking specifically?
I mean, I feel like he's, like, looking around. He's standing back from the streetlight, so he's looking on either side of it. He's...
All right. Looking back at the bookstore and the old tower, nothing really is going on at those locations.
Okay. Andy will look under the light where the lady died.
Okay.
What is the check again?
6.
For brains?
Sure. Yes.
It's a 2. Never mind.
So everybody's just kind of, you know, investigating the street. Cars are, like, going around you guys. It seems pretty awkward. You are on
Cars are going around? Isn't it the middle of the night?
The streetlights just came on when you guys were in the bookstore, so it's early evening.
Oh, shit, I thought it was
I am fucking confused, yeah. I
thought we were 3 hours later than that.
No.
It was, like, midnight-ish.
No. The streetlight was just coming on and began to flicker outside.
Okay. I thought it came on because of the creepy girls.
I mean, it probably went off because of the creepy girls. And then came back on.
I am not good at puzzles. This is hard for me. Okay. Let's give up on the light.
And go to the hotel.
Yeah, I think your brother needs some...
help.
Some help.
Juice.
Yeah. Go to the hotel.
All right. The hotel lady has just watched Maxwell bring more and more children to and from his hotel over the past 2 days. So now all 5 of you head up to Maxwell's room.
Okay. So what's our plan here? You seem to know the Scooby-Doo plans.
Well, at this point, I think that we should all make sure to have a separate diet. So I'm going to order room service, but everything should be different from one another because maybe there's a chance that something in this town, there's like yeast in the well, and we're all suffering from mass hypnosis, mass hallucinations, and none of this is real, and we should be the ones going to the hospital for ourselves, not necessarily all the murdered people. That's theory one.
Josh walks out of the bathroom with a handful of white towels and looks over at Maxwell and goes,
yeah, but if we order from room service, everything's coming from the same kitchen, and I don't know if you've eaten at the school, but...
Okay, we'll use Food Fast. That doesn't work in this era.
What's that?
Yeah, what's that?
Well...
good old-fashioned delivery.
Yep.
I ripped this page of pizza out of the yellow pages earlier.
When we were looking
at the phone book.
Billy, stop moving.
Who's got money?
Yeah, I can take care of that.
Excellent. This isn't for this town, but it's a good starting point.
What? Billy, what?
It's for Allen's town. I couldn't help it. That's the phone book I was looking through.
Oh, well, we'll find something pretty close to it. How about that? It'll be something that starts with the letter P and ends with A. All right, so do we know where the girls live?
No.
No. And we haven't found Eric Zahn. We found the building he was in, but we didn't find exactly where he is in the building.
Who? Oh, the guy with the thumb?
Music
the twin's uncle.
Oh.
Possibly.
The guy with the thumb is Dale.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Dale's dead.
Dale's dead. Okay.
Dale's certainly not alive.
Well, at least... we don't have proof. We saw his bloody shirt, and we saw his thumb in a bag.
Yeah. That's a good sign of life.
All right, I always hate doing the thing where like we're plotting outside of our characters. But so we don't know where they live. We kind of have an idea of where the uncle is. We know the knife is important and is needed for the book. We think the twins have the knife. So locating the twins is the biggest thing. Should we set up a stakeout scenario on the apartment building? No, because we don't know what he looks like even. All right, so maybe we have to figure out what he looks like. So maybe... some sort of database with like a license plate photo. So maybe we need to break into the police station and go through their computers. Do they have computers? I keep forgetting what era this is.
This is 93. So computers
1993?
Yeah.
Oh man, computers are real easy to use back then.
Through the Rolodex.
Go through the here when they're ready to murder someone or like in the dreams. Maybe we can just go hang out the tunnels, go up towards like the tower also. Like somewhere else tangential to the tunnels that the beast apparently is in, and he seems to be near the girls, and maybe we just use Billy and Josh as bait.
What if the uncle is the beast?
That could be too. I was thinking that. And he's like, you know, gets super beast powers when he gets a blood sacrifice.
Yeah, I feel like our best bet right now is, or our only good lead right now is the uncle, or the music teacher.
I do kind of like this idea of going to one of these potentially like haunted spots where like, you know, supernatural energy is high to try to trigger another apparition. But when they do appear, they also disappear, which is the idea that maybe they're not actually there in physical form.
Well,
oh my gosh.
They were in school physically Billy and Josh, you know, had class with them.
Yeah, true, but
did they answer any questions in class? They got introduced.
They are physical, actual beings. But the thing is that they've shown us in visions. None of the stuff we're seeing is necessarily physical. It could all be visions or projections.
The teacher we saw get in the fire and taken away in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened. That didn't get projected into our into.
Well, no.
No, they died. Yeah.
That actually happened. But the girl getting stabbed under the light, that might not happen. There's no evidence of it.
That's
true. Yes. The teacher was one thing, but if the beast needs sacrifices, burning the bodies, is that you know, it didn't involve the knife, did it? I don't remember it involving the knife.
No,
they just pushed her in. Mm-hmm. So that could have been an isolated incident that just involved them.
Maybe the people that are dying are people that were somehow a part of Eric Zahn no longer being the music teacher.
That's a possibility as well.
It's like a revenge thing. The other thing is that keeps bugging me is the easiest way to solve this would be to just go to school the next day and corner the girls, but we're on fucking vacation. So school's out. And we, like, can we just pause the story and be like, we all hibernate for 7 days until school's back in
and nothing
down.
Happens, thankfully.
Things we hunker down. Things body count happen. Grows to 12 and school starts again.
Yeah. School never starts because people keep getting murdered. We never go back.
It's like the opposite of what kids would do. I'm going to stay in bed until school starts again. So what do we think about trying to find a point? I guess we have to figure out how to locate them. So we did break into the school and there was no evidence of where they lived, correct? Or were we just looking for Zahn?
I don't believe we didn't were look. Able to find anything on them. We could try.
No, you guys found their files. But you didn't do anything with them after that. Josh got all freaky.
Okay.
Freaky deaky.
Josh had like a hallucination of the teacher burning in the kiln.
Right.
Or something like that.
So we should get those files out of Josh's backpack, where of course we all put them.
Yep.
And then
I just need to fail another roll so they'll just be there.
So yeah, maybe we go confront the twins.
I don't necessarily dislike the going to the police station and seeing, because there would be...
I don't want to get yelled at again.
I just didn't know if there was a distraction, if they had something on Zahn's location, like his actual physical address or other things on him because he's a person in town.
But why would we tell you kids? We're just adults and you're kids. Get out of here.
We have an adult now.
She's just a woman, though.
What do you think this is? 2020.
It's the 90s.
All right. Do you guys want any help just organizing clues?
I have no fucking clue what's happening. All
right. We know Eric Zahn lives in the Silk Mills.
And he was a music teacher.
And he was a music teacher.
He has the same last name as these girls.
He has the same last name as those girls. He was a substitute. He moved to France and played a violin in the orchestra.
Yep.
Over there. You know that the tunnels run from all the way down Main Street, essentially, towards several locations, much further down from where you guys went. You know the daggers, what you need to stab the book, and the girls have the daggers.
So
I'm not putting any other pieces together.
I don't know if we go to the Silk Mill Apartments if we're going to be able to find them again. I feel like we could do that, and we can play the doorbell game again.
Yeah.
Where we can go find that girl who really doesn't want to see me in the apartment.
Carrie, right? Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie, but her dad will let us in. He was like, this is a guy. I'm kind of annoyed, but he didn't seem to care too much.
Her dad just lets you in because you're a guy?
No, I mean, he's familiar. So like,
okay.
I don't think he didn't seem like he would be too scrutinous of like, if I said, hey, we're here to see Carrie,
he's
I don't
been
think
in
he
and
would
out.
Check first.
Mm. He's been in and out like 4 times in the last 2 days.
Oh.
So.
I thought Carrie's dad was really strict, but...
What if the uncle is playing some sort of cursed violin to control the girls into performing the murders as an act of revenge?
And that makes sense.
But I don't know what the catalyst is that causes him to do this.
I do have to ask for 1 second. Why do you guys keep saying uncle?
I don't know.
No one's ever said that he's an uncle.
I think I just wrote it down at some point, and now
there was an uncle but it is unrelated.
Oh, I think I tied it in together on accident. Oops.
Then what does he care about the girls then if they're not even related?
I didn't say that either.
I'm fucking lost.
It's their father.
I think we drew some connections that we didn't have a lot of evidence for, and we like ran with those.
Okay.
Is he playing music out of the book? And that's giving the girls powers and summoning a beast?
Let's find the girls, steal the knife.
So do we want to go to the apartments where we think the girls might be, or hang around the sewers?
I think we should think really hard and see if we can remember what the girls' address is.
They just killed somebody, so I feel like they would not be in the hotel.
In their house?
Or in their house, yeah. Or unless...
But why?
Go either way. We just did a murder. We know we've been at home all day.
We are the only ones that... And by we, it's a pretty loose we. Some of us are the only few that have seen any of the murders committed by them. Everyone else, they're just acts of randomosity and like have nothing to do with pushing or murder. You know, it was alcohol and tripping. Whoever this girl was, no one even knows. There's no body. We can't even prove there was a second murder.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to her? It's just like Obi-Wan, she's just gone.
That's what I was picturing. There was a robe and now there's nothing.
Because there's Thumb Boy. Didn't he get eaten?
Yeah.
Well, that was the beast, not the girls. Which...
Maybe Eric is probably the beast.
Or maybe
he is the violin.
That other name that I can't think of, but the uncle from the guy that we killed. Jeffrey Tambor. But
yeah, I wrote that down. Jim was the guy. Jeff is his brother that just got out of jail. So I thought so he was going to have some revenge issues. Yeah, we just fucked him up. He doesn't.
Frog. Jeff would be the uncle.
Jeff is the uncle.
Jeff is the uncle.
To the dead kids. What's her name and brother? Tammy and Timmy.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know that at all.
No.
Maxwell doesn't know that, which is why you're rightfully confused about the uncle.
Awesome. I feel like in the last episode, someone started talking about Jim or Jeff or something, and I was like, who are these people?
They were the main protagonists. No, main antagonists of the
Jim was leading the cult.
Okay.
Jeff was in jail, but he just got out.
He was
not
kids.
In the first story, really.
I feel like the first Kids on Bikes, I was just listening to my friends be amazing performers and wasn't really paying much attention to plot. I was just like, they're really good at this.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
We're not.
And now I've peeked behind the curtain. And I'm very confused.
All right. What's the plan of attack here?
We move away.
Right? We'll say you all got different... the pizzas arrived and you guys are still just mulling over. We'll say it's like 8:30 now.
This day has been crazy long. Has anyone else noticed that?
It has been a long day, but I think that's the stress.
I was just going to say, when you're stressed, you know, things take a long time. It feels like everything is a lot.
That is true.
Well, so, we need to find these girls. I say we take all the pillowcases from the room so we can put them over their heads when we find them.
Oh, that escalated.
I don't think we should do that.
Let's get some duct
tape. Maybe. Just don't want someone to see that.
Duct tape and rope, also good things to have.
All right, so maybe we should just do a good old-fashioned vote. How many people think that we should go after the girls?
I guess I do.
I do.
I also do, yes.
Okay. I mean, I guess I do. They're kind of scary, though.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure, because I know that we were still thinking about going after Eric Zahn.
What about that thing in the tunnels?
I don't think we want to find that, Billy.
We wanted to stay in the tunnels, I think.
But it's only been in the tunnels that one time.
Well, we've only been in the tunnels that one time.
And it's been there every time.
And it's only been outside once, maybe.
Or twice.
As far as we...
Or one long time.
Do we know where it ends up? Like where it sleeps?
I assumed the tunnel was its base.
Where in the tunnels?
Maybe it just turns into a regular cat when it sleeps. And it sleeps with Billy.
It's okay, Billy. He's just joking.
Okay. I don't want any grown man cat be sleeping with me.
I think that's fair.
that is how most children probably feel.
Let that be a lesson to you to stay away from strange cats.
I have pillowcases here, so we can use those pillowcases. So we just need duct tape and rope.
And shoes.
Oh, that's right. We got to go to the Lost and Found on the way out and get you some shoes, buddy.
Yeah.
When I did my brains check, I failed. Do I get an adversity point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody that fails does.
Oh, I've been failing so much and not giving myself.
Oh, man. Take those really loud coins that we've decided to use.
You chose the coins.
I know I did. I know. And I've stuck with them despite having every opportunity to change them to the regular plastic chips or squares that we would normally use. Instead, I really want to use the 19th century Chinese coins we have.
That's old.
Anyway, we right, don't care about these stupid coins.
Should we track the beast?
I don't really want to track the beast.
Yeah, I think the beast we should skip for now.
I thought we just voted we were going to go after the girls.
Yeah.
With pillowcases and duct tape.
But how do we find the girls is the issue.
We know their address from when we looked up the school files.
Their address is also labeled as the Silk Mill Apartments.
Oh, my God. So, they're the same person. Their uncle splits into two different little girls.
He's not their uncle.
And then the uncle's friend plays the violin.
Oh, man, is he the Pied Piper?
I'm just glad that the listeners are like, oh, good, they're as confused as we are. We thought they knew where they were going. Who is steering the ship?
This is going to be 7 more episodes.
The one with the head wound.
This isn't a murder mystery. It's just a mystery.
I think that we should maybe not go to the Silk Mill Apartments again.
Should we just camp outside?
We can go either camp outside, like in the weird wooded area where we got attacked by the beast before that was kind of close to the first murder, or we can just go roaming around the tunnels.
Stake out the
But point. I feel much better I'm about encountering little girls.
You know,
beast.
We were in the Silk Mill Apartments and we didn't see any where creepy, like little creepy girls would live, but the tunnels did lead down that way further.
So you think if we get in and we go to the basement of the Silk Mill Apartments?
Basements are creepy. Little girls are creepy. Murdering's kind of creepy. Although it seems to happen more and more in this town.
Should we stack up on weapons if we're going to go back in that tunnel? Because that wolf almost got me and it was fucking scary.
This crowbar's not going to do anything.
I need a gun.
I don't know.
It's the 90s.
I could get one. It's so easy.
It's super easy.
But I'm a girl, so maybe not.
No, it's easy in the 90s. What state are we in?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay, like so is the gun shop open?
I think we just need silver to kill werewolves.
Is the silverware real silver, you think? Probably not, huh?
It's 1993. Strong chance it is. We haven't fully hit our depletion on good material.
Oh.
That, and we are in a hotel. They might have fancy hotel. China.
I thought they'd have cheap shit because they're a hotel.
Just stares down at the silverware. It's like... silver. You're like, oh, wow. I think it is silver.
Yeah, I mean, it's trademarked to be silver. It's got to be.
What's the test? Is there a test you can do?
Yeah, the water displacement test. No.
That's how you find out if it's silver.
That will actually help you determine, but no,
if
there's...
If it's fake, it won't displace as much water or something. We all conduct silver a science experiment tarnishes. For the rest of the episode.
Should we try and get into the tunnels from the basement of the
hotel? I think so, yes.
Again?
I think that that's a good point.
I feel like we couldn't before. We could only look through a little window. But maybe we could just do a little light vandalism and get into the tunnel.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. We're really good at vandalizing stuff. I think
it's that or we go back to historic and then we just don't take the... We go back to historic Bethlehem. We go in the way we already know, but we just keep going straight and we don't turn toward the bookstore.
Or we just go back to the bookstore and jump down... Forgot the ladder broke.
We don't want to jump 30 feet into the wolf's mouth.
I use Featherfall.
I say we go through the basement of the hotel, and on the way down, we swing through...
The Lost and Found.
No, well, the Lost and Found, too, for shoes for Billy, but at the same time, I think we should check to see if they have real silverware downstairs.
The actual silverware serving stuff,
which would be a bigger knife.
If I'm remembering correctly, though, I feel like the basement of this very hotel was potentially linked up to that same tunnel system. Maybe we should go...
To this basement?
Just try going right from our basement.
Yeah.
I agree. That guy who wouldn't serve us beer earlier. Did he serve us beer?
He did. He served you a drink.
That guy who told us we couldn't get into the tunnels earlier, he seemed to be adamant, but I mean, we could see into them, so there's got to be a way, right?
Yeah, and it was just blocked off a little bit. I have a, okay, so we'll bring a crowbar.
Yep.
A small amount of explosives, and which I bought at the explosive section of the hotel lobby in the gift shop. Yeah, I think if we go with a crowbar, we could potentially break something out.
I think the crowbar is a great idea. I do think we need some good weapons.
Then we should head to the hardware store, because that's going to close soon.
Josh would know this. He spends an extraordinary amount of time at the hardware store.
How far is that? I mean, it's right,
right down the street.
All right.
Okay, let's quickly go to the hardware store. Do you think they sell guns? It's probably a long shot, huh?
That'd be the post office.
The hardware store does not sell guns.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
However, what we will do, you guys go to the hardware store. I don't know how much money everybody has collectively. I don't think we've established that. But what I will do is, you guys, as you search for desired items, I will let you...
One of my strengths is that I am wealthy, so I can spend money like an adult.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
Then what I will do, I will give everybody their choice of one item to find at the hardware store. You may spend an adversity token to get another item. Maxwell, you can find two items to start with, and if you spend adversity tokens, you can gain an additional item per token. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, let's do a quick buying montage.
Do you guys think I should get this big lead pipe? Or like 24 doorknobs and put them in this pillowcase.
I like the doorknobs.
I love the doorknob idea.
It seems a little unwieldy.
It's true.
I think you could save some money by not buying doorknobs, and we could just get some rocks off the street.
I like the lead pipe. Because if the pipe doesn't work, the lead might later on.
The long game. You hope you get enough lead in and around their mucous membranes. To eventually poison them. So when they run through the town, you know, 50 years from now, they develop something terrible.
Just keep licking the pipe.
Keep licking the pipe.
Really slow torture.
Maxwell is going to choose a 50-foot length of rope.
Mm.
Kind of a light climber quality, so that there's strength in it. And then a... large bottle of BBs, the little round BBs.
Mm. Okay.
I've got a construction helmet with a lantern on it.
Brilliant, Billy. A helmet's great for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, in both ways. Now you can see and be protected.
That's him turning it on and off.
How are those new shoes that we got from Lost and Found?
Fantastic.
Nice.
They fit perfectly. Good. Finally.
Yeah, it was getting a little...
After hours of torture.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get any blisters.
Oh, I did. Oh. Very painful.
You must have popped them all. I didn't see them earlier.
Josh did. There's blood all over those white towels.
Oh, yeah. Crap, I had this all in my head and never said it. When we were talking and planning, I was assuming that Josh, or I was going in my head that Josh was folding the hand towels and stuffing them on the back of his head and then taking a belt, tightening it around his head in place to stop the bleeding.
Love it.
Because he was passing out when I had control of him.
He should really go to a hospital.
No, blood's fine. He's good now. He just needs sugar.
Maxwell is also going to spend one adversity token to buy a package of flares.
Okay. With one adversity token, you can buy an additional thing as well with yours because you're...
You got two in one.
So you can take another item for that.
Oh, okay.
So, Josh, what are you taking?
Josh wants to...
A bigger crowbar.
Nope, he is upgrading. Josh would like to get 15 feet of medium weight dog chain with a hook on the end. And an 18-inch machete out of the gardening section.
You know, you tried to get the machete last time, and you were too young. However...
Adult.
You have adult with you, I guess. All right, yeah, spend that adversity token.
Sweet.
Fuck, am I the only one left?
I'm just going to take the pipe.
Danny's going to take the pipe.
Still got the pillowcase. I mean...
Yeah,
lots of things. I can find rocks and put the pipe in the pillowcase.
I'm tempted to say that I should get duct tape and then a weapon. What's your great idea?
Oh, I could get a fourth item.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I am going to find some sort of small rods. I'm using my fingers, audience, for about like 4 or 5 inches. Little things that could potentially be used to pick a lock. Kind of like a lock. Mm. I'm trying to like kind of do like a build my own lock picking.
Gotcha.
Here.
Okay.
Smart.
Yeah, you could definitely find.
Yeah.
So it's like a little filer and like one of those picks, like an auto, like a what you would automotive pick.
Yeah.
They have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put that together.
Okay, I'm going to skip the duct tape because we have rope and we have chains. But I was thinking I'm going to go to the garden section and get, are they called? They're not hoes. What's the one with the spiky rake thing?
Trowel? I don't know.
Oh, you mean the little, no, she's talking about the little iron rakes.
Yeah.
The long one like that or the one that's like that?
Oh my God, I didn't know there were so many fucking rakes out there.
Does it look like this?
Yeah,
it's flat, but it's bent.
There's one that's curved. It's got like six on it that's used for like digging out where a plant goes, and then there's the iron rakes for like getting rocks out of soil.
The one for like ripping the grass. So,
it's like the little handheld one, just not for,
bigger.
So you don't have to bend over.
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
Okay.
And then a sledgehammer.
A two-handed sledgehammer or a one-handed sledgehammer?
Two-handed.
Or a splitting maul. Has a hammer on one and a blade on the other.
I hate hardware stores. I don't go to
there's
them.
So many options.
Go with the sledgehammer. That's cool.
I like the sledgehammer. Here's my thought on the sledgehammer. When we went down to the basement and we had that little tour thing, there was the wall with a little window that we could peek through. We could just smash that fucking wall down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just a boy.
Well, yeah, maybe you can't, Max, but we'll take care of it. Me and Danny got this. And then the Reiki thing is my actual weapon.
All right, spend that adversity token. Anybody buying anything else?
Choices.
No.
All right, montage conclude. Go ahead.
Yeah, one more. All right, I'm going to spend another token so I
you
can
get five things.
No, you can get six things.
Yeah.
You can
get two things. With awesome.
All right.
Man, he's got way more money than I thought he did. I hope he bought the pizza earlier.
Oh, I've been using my parents' credit card for most things. They said only use it if it's important, and I think so far it's been pretty important.
This seems important.
I just realized how many things I have, and my arms are starting to hurt, so I'm going to just get that satchel over there so I can hold it all, and then I'm also going to grab a small packet of rock salt. And by small, I mean enough to make that circle, because I still think that this might be supernatural.
All right. Montage concluded. The hardware guy is not very vocal, so he just cashes you out because he's trying to close up for the day. And he boots you out right around 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, I've got this nice hard hat. This should help.
That will help. Do you have, like, a weapon or something? Does Billy get adversity tokens?
I am a weapon. No.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
He might just be better off with some defense, helmet pads.
I would love if the one other thing he bought was just a trash can lid as like a shield.
Oh, yeah.
Like just
we'll find one.
Just a metal trash can.
What about the whole trash can? He can just put our holes in it. He can be our tank, literally.
Can we
I've had enough distractions or inability to move today. I think that would probably be worse.
Yeah, it might be a little claustrophobic in there, but it was a good idea.
It definitely was.
Okay, so we have all of our equipment, and now we just need to, I guess, get back in the tunnels.
Do you think that we should go in the front door of the hotel with all these sledgehammers and pipes?
No.
Oh, Danny, what about the way we got in last year?
I do remember there being a back door we could try.
Yeah, can Maxwell just let us in the back door? He lives there.
I was definitely going to suggest that. The last time we all went in there, I was getting some weird looks. Front desk was giving me eyes. Not in the good way. In the bad way. Anyway.
You're pretty young to know about the good way.
I like to read.
Oh.
He's 12.
Oh.
I actually turned 13 this year.
Oh, goodness.
He just turned 13.
He knows all about eyes.
Yeah, soon I'm going to get a bigger voice. Or a better voice. Well, I like mine now, but eventually it's going to get different. At least that's what the classes I've been taking say. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking because this is awkward for me. Because you're an older lady and I shouldn't be talking to you about these things.
That's my sister.
I know.
Should we invite your other sister on this or no?
What other sister?
Shelly.
Yeah.
We've talked about this several times.
Shelly's not your sister.
She was for a minute.
Nope.
Danny said so.
Danny did not say so.
I don't know.
I thought it was one of those two birds with one stone situation. Another sister and a girlfriend. What?
Or was she just a substitute? Like a teacher?
Danny, what are you teaching these kids when I'm away?
Or a scab. Like when someone else is away and won't do the job, you just get someone that'll do it, you know, as good as they can.
Are you dating Shelly?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Well.
It's never been the intention. Or was it? Maybe. Certainly not recently.
I wonder what Shelly thinks about that.
Where did Shelly go anyways?
She got angry and left. Maybe she's at Carrie's.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Well, I hope she's not there when we burn the apartment building down.
That would be a shame.
A real shame. We should go and not worry about Shelly or girl.
We're going to go to the back door. Remember, Maxwell, when we went down to the basement, there was that one spot before the tunnel?
Oh, I'm just going to assume this entire time Maxwell walked to the front, and you guys have been having this conversation walking around to the back.
Hey, Max, give me your bag of stuff so it doesn't look like you're carrying shit in.
Already gone into the hotel.
Max left a long time ago.
Well, shit, we better get to the back door. Hopefully it's unlocked. Well, that's right, he's coming to unlock.
He's coming to unlock it.
Okay.
Well, how am I the one that knows this plan?
You don't have as much going on as some of us.
You know, when you're trying to stay conscious, you listen better.
Oh.
Man, I wish there was skunks around here.
The door opens. All right, Maxwell emerges.
Come on in.
All right.
Last time, it took us three different tries with a pipe and a crowbar to get this door open, and then we were accosted by a janitor.
Oh. Well,
we didn't even have the forethought to bring the pipe and crowbar with us that time.
I think it helps if you just have a key or access to the inside through a... anyway, I'm sorry you got accosted.
Yeah, it's okay. I froze his arm. It might have fell off. Who knows?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This was certainly much easier.
Yeah, we should go in.
Go, yeah.
Quietly, stealthily.
Do, do, do.
All right. You guys are in the basement. You can see the entrance to the speakeasy. It just has a rope up in front of it, and the door is closed. But that's it.
And there's no other. We don't see any tour guides or janitors.
No, the tours are long over for the day.
Okay.
It is now after 9 o'clock, so.
Gonna go see
I'll
if.
Sneak the, under the rope.
Yeah, see if the door's open.
The door is not open itself. It does seem locked.
Oh, there's a rope in front of the door.
Yeah, you know, one of those, like, velvet ropes that corral people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Not very secure, but the door itself is locked.
I've got the sledgehammer.
Are there any other places that seem like we can go in the basement, or it's just like, this is the door, and we have to get through that? Or does it look like we can see there's further down there might be another entrance to the tunnel? Because the tunnel seemed like it went further.
The tunnel basically wraps around the entire foundation of the building. However, the only other rooms down here are like the rest of the lockers and a laundry room and maybe some janitorial closets. Functional areas of the hotel.
Okay.
I'm going to try the lockpicking gear that I got from the hardware store.
And I'm going to look in the janitorial closet and some of the lockers to see if there's a set of master keys.
All right. Well, then on that, let's get a grit roll from Maxwell first.
Let's see.
Grit. We'll put it at an 8.
Okay. Got to roll pretty high on this one. I'm rolling with a D10. That's a 4.
Okay. 4 is not successful. And you do break one of your picks. We'll say you have like 3 solid picks to use, so you snap one of them.
All right, guys. Not going so well the first time. I only have 2 more of these left, so I want to be careful about using it.
Well, let's look around in some of these staff areas and see if we can maybe find some keys or something like that.
I'm going to use the sledgehammer on the door.
All right. Danny, while you're looking around, why don't you go ahead and give me a brains roll? Let's do a 6. And Andy, from you, only need a strength roll of a 3.
Strength? Brawn?
Do we blow up in this game?
Yes, we do.
I got a 4. I'm good.
I got a 13.
All right. Simultaneously, you find a set of keys in one of the janitor's lockers, and Andy smashes the door knob off the door.
Okay, guys, I think we're in.
Oh.
I'll swing the door open.
Leave no trace, huh?
Oh, is that what we were doing? Sorry.
We were trying to be sneaky about it.
Listen, we fought with doors for a long time last time. I just wanted to get past it and move on. No one's going to come in the tunnels looking for us.
Well, you kind of made some noise, so let's get going.
Yep.
I pick that doorknob up and put it in the pillowcase.
Yes.
This is how we do it.
Starting a collection.
All right. You guys walk into the speakeasy. The lights are off, and as you are in there, Billy turns his headlamp on.
Well, kind of spooky in here.
Pretty spooky.
Good thinking with that headlamp, Billy.
Thank you. It's to protect my head and also allow me to see.
I'm going to snap the flashlight on and look for light switches.
Oh, yeah. There's lights.
You find them pretty easy.
Let's head over to where the looking area into the tunnel is.
Okay. You head over to the small window that leads directly out into the tunnels. It's got several bars across the front of it, and the light is out in the tunnel that was on earlier. It is not on at the moment. But yeah, it's just a concrete wall with some bars.
Can I borrow one of your flashlights?
Yeah, here.
I want to look in the bars and like to the sides of the tunnel and see if there's another door or another entranceway that looks like we can find from in here before we start taking out this wall.
All right. Yeah. Give me another brains roll of a 4.
4.
Nice. Exactly a 4. Solid. As you look down the tunnel to your left, which would be further down Main Street than you guys have been down in the tunnels, you do see that there is what looks to be a little hatchway, only a few feet further down this wall from you.
Well, guys, it looks like there might be another way in further down there. I don't know if we want to try and go around the way and search for that, or try and get through this solid wall here.
I mean, we should probably try to search for something.
What is on that side of the room?
Mostly booths, where one would sit.
No door or anything like that?
Nope.
Air vent. Okay.
And the hatchway is located down closer to the floor level.
Yeah, I mean, originally they set up the tourists to be from here, so there has to be a door into the tunnel somewhere.
I'm going to go start lifting the cushions off of the booths.
Awesome. I wanted to make you roll for that. As you continue to pull those away, you do notice that behind one, you crank on it a little, and it's a little stiff, but as you wrench it away from the wall, there is another hatchway behind one of these seats.
Hey guys, I think I found something.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Is it locked or is there any way to...
I mean, it's been closed for quite some time, so I don't think it's locked, but I think it's stiff.
Okay. I'm going to try and shake and pull it open.
Give me a brawn. Check's going to be at a 5.
That's a 1.
Oof.
Let me give that a try for you, Josh.
As I slip back and fall on my ass.
Yeah, here. I'll hold the flashlight for you.
All right, thanks.
Blow that up.
Get a 14.
You were able to get your fingers in where they need to be, and you just wrench this door right open and out of this booth, and you do now have a crawl space to enter into the dark.
All right. I'm going to hold on to this flashlight, Josh, and I'll shimmy in here first. And I get down an army crawl through this little hatchway.
Yeah, it is definitely a crawl space. So you go and you follow the tunnel around a 90-degree turn, and then you are once again faced with another solid wall in front. Not a wall, but like a hatchway or the door out in front of you.
All right. Okay, guys, I'm going to try and push on this other hatch on the other side here.
Okay. Same brawn roll as before.
Oh, I only got a 3 this time,
though. Ah. So it's pretty tough to push open. Maybe it's the angle that you're at.
Hey, Daddy, here. Try using the pipe. Get it wedged in there.
All right. I'm going to try and shimmy the pipe up and against this thing and... Hey, maybe that you still have the little crowbar? Maybe I can whack this pipe and get the hatch open.
Oh, yeah, here.
I'll pass him up the crowbar as well.
All right. The check will be reduced to a 3.
All right. Let's give this a try. 7.
All right. You're able to pop the door open, and now there is a clear tunnel from the speakeasy into the tunnels themselves.
All right, guys. We're through. Come on.
Nice.
Oh, Andy?
Yeah?
I don't really want to die.
I mean, you won't. You can stay behind me.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
sure.
Do you
want to go home?
No, not really, but I definitely don't want to go to the hospital. Josh has told me horror stories about those.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about
that. It's where the frog people are living.
No, I wouldn't worry about what Josh says about the frogs.
He also says there's frog meat.
No, it's true.
I don't think it's true, Billy.
There's also frog meat at school.
No, that's not really.
That is true. It's gray.
Billy, it's not real. Don't listen to Josh.
I don't know what's real.
It's not real. Just stay behind me, and if you start bleeding again, let me know.
All right.
And you guys are in the tunnels.
All right. So it's kind of dark and dusty in here, guys. Let's all stay close.
Josh, how many flashlights do you have?
We've established that I have one.
And I have my headlamp.
Okay.
Yep, better keep that on.
We should have bought more flashlights.
We should have, yes.
I really thought that was going to be like one of the number one items that was purchased at the hardware store, but...
I forgot we were in the dark.
I just assumed Josh would have a backpack full of flashlights.
I had tried to establish that earlier, and Riley was like, you have one flashlight. I was like, I pull
Josh
out the flashlights
seem the type
for the
to have
group.
One, though.
I was like, I pull out the flashlights for the group, and he's like, you have one.
Like, oh, see, I picture Josh having like a bunch of those big, heavy black ones, and then like those ones that like... are on envelope openers.
And then
like
a backup
every kind
one
of,
that
like,
you have to shake.
Yeah.
Shake weight. I was thinking
the
about
wind
that.
Up ones.
I mean,
one has a radio.
After all
in
this
it.
Shit that's happened.
The real thing is just how big Josh's bag is the.
Fucking huge. It's ridiculous.
Poor kids.
I assume. Like,
a duffel bag.
He looks like a turtle a lot.
I assume my kids are good at school, so they pack all their books and everything in. I assume that since Josh is bad at school, his bag is just as big and heavy, but has nothing to do with school.
Yeah.
It's like
not
rope,
a book in sight.
Clothing, flashlights, ball bearings, random screws.
What is the order, I guess? What is the formation of the group?
I mean, I think Andy and Danny are in the front lot.
Andy.
Billy's behind me.
Billy. Maxwell?
Someone with a light needs to be up towards the front.
He's got my light, but I'm also carrying some of his stuff. I figured going through the tunnel, you were behind me.
Yeah.
Billy and Maxwell behind you.
So it's Billy and I in the back.
I think so, wouldn't it?
Unless you want to be somewhere else.
You want to be in the front?
Or in the middle?
You've got flares, right?
The second middle, third middle, whatever you want. Oh, you do have road flares.
Yeah, I guess I could stay in the back.
Okay.
So, for those of you who have the light in the front, I guess Billy would be standing in the back with Max, because he's behind Andy. So, Danny and Josh and Andy being at the front with your single light up ahead of you about 50 yards, you start to see some anomalies on the floor. Or on the ground of the tunnel up in front of you. They're not moving, but you can see that the floor has a different terrain up ahead.
I hope that's not bodies. All right, there's a there's some stuff up ahead. I'm going to kind of try and shine the flashlight more over in that area to get a better view.
Do we smell them before we see them?
Guys, what's going on up there? Why are you starting to slow down?
It's something different. I can't tell if there's a hill or if there's a animal in the path, but something's up here.
How many flares?
All right, I'm gonna light one of these flares.
Wow, that's really bright.
My eyes.
Throw it.
No. Why would I throw a light source? I'm just.
Oh, see, I would throw them the light source and kill ours, so we can see what's up there.
But I want the light with. We just went through this in the beginning of the episode. Bravery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something not desired, not okay. Acquired.
So your guys' spot is much brighter now. The light from the flare is probably overpowering the flashlight in the direct vicinity. And Billy's just kind of looking behind everybody, trying to like shine a little light forward. But he's got a miner's helmet on, not a flashlight. So it's not like a very focused beam.
It's not an adult helmet.
No, that'd be too big.
In the tunnel, the air quality has changed. The smell of the air is no longer just dust. It smells a bit more putrid.
Did someone fart?
Unfortunately, I don't think so.
What are all those weird bumps up there?
Can we see them? Do we know that they're...
Are you walking closer to them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As you guys get closer, you can make out that there are bones and... Well, I guess there wouldn't... Well, there'd be bones, but not, like, old decayed and body parts. And as you're walking, you can see, like, a large swath of a yellow tattered shirt with a arm in it. And just littered all around the floor is various body parts.
Oh, God. Stop.
Andy throws up.
Take a few steps back.
Andy definitely.
I think we found Dale.
I think so too, or at least what's left of him.
Like, does it look like it's been gnawed on? And
yeah, definitely.
Okay. How many of them flares do you have, Maxwell?
Oh, I bought the 10-pack, so we got a little bit left on this one, and then we're down to 9.
I think we should light one and throw it forward in the tunnel.
I'm just going to throw the one I have.
Take the one you have and just whip it
as far down. It's like, man, I don't know if I should be the one doing that. Maybe someone else wants
a bunch of chances.
Come on, it's a brawn roll from the distance.
I'm going to throw it.
In a tight tunnel.
Hand it. All right, yeah. Just give it. We'll set no like actual check at the brawn roll. I just want to see how far, based on your dice roll, it goes.
For brawn?
Yeah. This is a D4.
Yep.
4.
Yes.
All right. Blow it up.
4.
Yes.
Blow it up.
3.
All right.
Nice.
You, 11. In an epic moment of muscliness. You whip this flare. It's like the perfect weight for Maxwell to be able to throw as far as he can. And after realizing that he recently watched a documentary on the ins and outs of pitching well, you give it your first try since being able to watch that. And you send this down the tunnel as far as you can. And it lands right in front of where there's an alcove to your left down this tunnel.
Wow.
Maxwell, that was really good.
I think it's all the milkshakes we've been having.
Wow.
I'm going to add that into my diet for forever, I think.
Yeah! You should join the softball team. You threw that far.
It's abnormal for me. It's exciting. It feels good to succeed in a physical thing. That looks also like it landed right in front of another door.
And it didn't look like it passed over any large beasts, so we can move forward and be slightly less anxious.
My God, I was really scared it was going to land at the feet of, like, a wolf man.
Do you think that we should... I don't want to say it out loud, but the thought's already there. Should we acquire any of these body parts to prove to police there's been murders?
On the way back, maybe.
Or would that make us...
I don't want to touch them right now.
Subjects of murders. They'd be like, it's a child cult. And they murdered everyone, trying to blame it on innocent twin girls.
I mean, they might get suspicious because we did kill all those people last year, too.
What?
They don't know that.
I mean, I guess I mostly did. Well, no. These guys pushed some people into a hole.
They kind of killed themselves with that whole demon summoning thing.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that we just went out to look for murdering.
And these kind of smell.
Yeah, these definitely smell bad.
Yeah, we should keep walking.
Andy threw up. Right on my shoe. This is where that galosha would have came in really handy. Now that I'm wearing flip-flops, this sucks.
Do you want to go back to the t-shirts?
Yeah.
I mean,
give me the pillowcases you guys got.
They're
full of doorknobs.
The keys are also in that bag.
Which foot she throw up on?
Both of them.
Oh.
It's in between my toes.
Well, this is a left foot.
And...
Right, just knock a shoe towards him.
Oh,
the foot's still in
anything. It's that we should not pick up any of the body parts.
Okay,
they will not come in handy later.
Yeah, Danny had that thumb in his pants for a long time. We should probably get out of here. This is way grosser than I
ever thought. Keep going. We keep walking.
All right, and you walk down to the alcove.
I guess.
Okay. There is a short tunnel to the left that leads into the dark, similar to how you guys found the tunnel to the bookstore. However, obviously in the opposite direction. It is long and dark, and only about wide enough for a single person at a time to get down.
Oh, man.
After you, Danny.
Hand you the flashlight and your pipe. I'm going to just take the pipe. I guess.
And not the flashlight?
And not the flashlight?
You're not gonna be coordinated enough to hold them both.
Hey, Billy, can Danny wear your helmet for just a second? I think we're safe up here.
You think we're safe?
Billy.
Okay, never mind. I figured it out. I can just shove the flashlight in the end of the pipe.
Use the rope really to tie the flashlight to his face.
Well, then you'll have an extra hand for your trash can lid.
Oh, I forgot that back with the shoes.
All right, I'm probing on with my extra long
pipe
extended flashlight.
Okay. As you go, there is a ladder in front of you at the end of this hallway. However, this one is not as tall as the one that led to the bookstore. It's about half the height.
All right, guys, there's another ladder at the end of this hall. I'm going to head up. It's not quite as big as the last one, and it looks substantially less rotted out.
Well, just a quick thought. What if the Wolfman lives in this apartment and comes down this ladder to eat? And so we're just going right into the wolf's den.
I mean, wasn't that kind of the plan?
I thought we were looking for girls. I mean, not in that way. I'm 13, but in the...
This is not a good place to pick up girls, Max.
No, well, no, put them down more than
oh, my
day.
Gosh.
Put them down.
Definitely don't bring them here on a date.
But yes, you're right. I don't think we meant to walk right into the wolf's den, but we might be.
I mean, do we want to, like, wait down here and see if they come out of this narrow passageway and ambush them?
I definitely don't want to stay down here.
But I was rather gross down here.
I kind of just... It's hard to get my feet moving in either direction, to be honest with you.
It's okay, Max. I'm here. I'll protect you. You're my friend now.
Thanks, Billy. All right. I guess we go up the ladder.
Danny first.
Okay.
He's the leader of this group.
I don't think we can get around him anyway.
Yeah, it's single file.
It's true.
We're wedged in here like some sardines.
All right. I'm going to get up to the top of the ladder, and I'm going to first... just gently press. Is it a trapdoor that I'm coming
This from? One is a trapdoor as well.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I'm going to first just press and make sure it's not, like, you know, completely blocked and it won't move at all. And then I'm going to try and just gently peek my head up and see. Well, first, when I move it, does any light come through? Does it look like there are... Like,
it's dark.
It's dark on the other side? Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to slowly open it up and try and look around and hopefully not get ambushed right away.
Okay. When you peek your flashlight up through... You are presented with a pretty small space, actually. It's only a few feet wide. And on one side is a plaster and lath wall, and on the other is a brick wall that would match the exterior of the silk mill if you were looking at it from the outside.
Okay. All right, there's no monsters up here, guys. Everybody get up here quick. It's a very small area, though.
As you continue to move up, you are presented with a very old spiral staircase that leads just impossibly high. Not impossibly high, but up many stories.
Where are we?
We're, I feel like we gotta be in, like, or next to the silk mill.
The apartments?
The apartments, yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is, like, a secret stairwell that's built into the corner. There have been a lot of secret rooms that we've been finding lately. It's an old town, you know?
It looks like we're in between walls.
There's a good chance of that.
Okay, well, I guess nowhere to go but up.
Unless we want to go through a wall, but I don't know if we should be.
Maybe the walls should stay up for now. We'll deal with that later if we need to.
That's a good exit plan.
Mm. Maybe a slow exit plan, but a decent one.
Oh, it's very feasible. These walls are fragile.
Yeah, as you guys are talking, you can actually hear sounds and muffled voices coming from the other side of the lath and plaster wall.
We should keep it down. And we start climbing?
Yeah, I'm going to start climbing the stairs.
Mm.
You climb up and up and up what you believe has to be at least 4 floors, and there's no landings, and it's just this one ladder, the longest single spiral staircase that you've ever seen. And eventually you get to the top, and Maxwell and Josh, Billy would probably know, but probably wouldn't, that when you guys went up to the top, originally there were only 3 floors. And so when you guys get up, you are faced with a landing and a single door lays in front of you. Up here does not look like the rest of the silk mills. It's much older. It's dustier. It's more wooden. There's less finished walls and everything. It definitely doesn't look renovated or, you know, to the same level as the rest of the silk mill. But there is a single door in front of you.
And the landing is a spot where we can all be off of the
yep.
stairs.
And the- it is lit up here, too. There is a single light.
Can Josh hear anything through the door?
There is no sound coming from inside.
Hey, Josh?
Yeah?
Remember when we were in here doing the doorbell plan? How many sets of stairs did we go up?
Three?
I thought it was three, too, but I swear we just went up four. So
think we're in the attic?
I guess so. That'd be the... It's a big attic if it is. I guess I don't know.
It could be the whole top floor of the building.
I wonder if there's a whole hidden floor up here.
Definitely.
Slowly try turning the doorknob.
Yeah, I can't hear anything through here. It doesn't sound like there's anyone in there.
Well, should we open it slowly or should we just kick it down and just breach?
No.
Well, we definitely don't want to make anyone below us angry because they really don't like us.
But they also might not know we're here.
Well, that's why I don't want to kick the door in.
Yeah, but I mean, how would they know? There's no, like, staircase up here.
Well, let's try.
How would they even find us?
They might just think we're squirrels.
Yeah.
We also don't know who's behind this door, so let's keep quiet now.
Who's behind door number one?
And we should open it.
What kind of doorknob is it? It's got, like, an old skeleton keyhole I can look through.
Definitely.
He's asking the DM, not Billy.
Billy's already scoped out the keyhole. Oh. Billy loves keyholes.
What do you see in there, Billy?
Nothing. In there? I don't have dark vision.
Oh, the only one, Billy.
Well, we know that it's dark then.
This is
we
dark.
Smash out this light bulb and open the door. No one
you want to make it darker?
No one would know we're opening the door if they're in there. It's nighttime. Maybe they're sleeping and the lights are off.
Is the door locked?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to... Well, first we should see if the doorknob opens. We don't have to push the door open, but if it opens, we'll count to three, and then I'll pop another flare, whip the door open, and I'll throw the flare in.
We'll shut the light off at the same time out here.
The skies are numbers, so they might think there's only one person.
Great idea.
Okay.
Who's opening the door?
I think...
Flare boy?
I really, really like the idea of throwing the flare in. You know, when we were talking before about burning the whole place down, it sounded far-fetched, but we're well on the way there. I think we should maybe just search with the flashlight first, but get that flare ready, just in case.
All right. It is already.
All right. I'm going to open the door. Danny's going to open the door with the flashlight.
When you touch the knob, almost as soon as you touch it, the door just... It doesn't seem like it's latched very well, and maybe the door knob doesn't fit into the hole very well, because as soon as you touch it, the door very easily opens all the way in.
And as I shine the flashlight in, am I immediately faced by two creepy twins?
You are faced with what looks to be an apartment.
Oh, hey, this is a pretty nice apartment up here.
It's actually very big, and it does have two large windows at either side that would either look out towards the street or towards... where the old lake and steel mill was, that direction.
Okay, cool. But no signs of life?
No.
Or death?
I mean, you haven't investigated that far yet, so I don't know.
Okay, well...
I'm going to flip on the lights if there's light switches.
All right. Josh enters, flipping on the lights. You have now lit up at least what you can see.
I guess we all go in, right?
There's some real big windows... Well, I guess we're trying to find them, so...
Can we draw the curtain?
Draw attention.
Oh.
Well, I feel like it's less suspicious to have full lights on than to see flashlight beams going through windows.
This is true.
Are there curtains on the windows so we could just close them?
Sure.
We could just close these curtains, guys.
Well, let's do that also.
Andy closes all the curtains.
Okay.
So one giant... If we could see both ends of the building, it would kind of imply this is just one large, like, giant one-bedroom apartment that takes up the entire floor.
It's more like the main body of the apartment takes up the entire floor. There does seem to be maybe several smaller rooms.
Kind of up on
the sides. Yeah. Okay. But like the original, like the kitchen, the living room, any sitting areas, any common spaces are like centrally located right in the middle and take up the entire, most of the floor and most of the room.
So a great room style with maybe two bedrooms in the back and a bathroom.
Yeah, there's some rooms. The doors are closed. I'm not going to give you the whole folio.
I'm just wondering what I see, if it's like a little hallway that goes back towards bedrooms or...
No, they're directly right off the space.
Okay.
We should start looking to see if we see anything with names on it. I mean, maybe this is where Erickson lives.
I walked towards the kitchen. Here.
We didn't find him on any of the other three floors. Maybe it's because we never got to the floor with a door to knock. I'm going to search the kitchen fridge where you hang up all of your personal information.
I was heading towards the kitchen to check the fridge and... Okay. The counter space.
Danny and Andy, where are you guys checking?
I'm going to look on if there's like a coffee table or a dining table.
Okay.
And any surface that looks like it might have some documents or...
Yeah, or like the table by the front door.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll go in some of the bedrooms.
Okay.
Billy comes with me, I think.
Sure.
Come on, Billy, let's go.
All right. Okay. Tim, you're checking the fridge.
Yeah, Josh and I are checking the kitchen area.
Searching the fridge, you open it and you see a...
I wasn't going to open it.
Oh, I was. You're looking at,
I was totally planning on opening the fridge.
I wasn't. Sorry. So I guess I'm stuck. Yeah, I was just going to look for all the bills and stuff that people always hang on the outside.
Gotcha. You can see several that say Erickson.
Josh, this is his house. This is where he lives.
Inside, you can see a bottle... Or a jug of milk that also says Eric Z written on it.
What the fuck? Who labels their milk?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, huh?
Do you think that Erickson is the milk?
What?
I'm sorry, it's been a long day. That doesn't make any sense.
Does he have roommates?
Are there any other foods labeled?
Are there any other names on food?
Anything that's labeled in here is labeled Erickson.
What a fucking weirdo.
Is
everything labeled?
No, not everything is labeled. Just the jug of milk and we'll say some Chinese food containers.
Okay.
To go along with the coins on the table, the Chinese coins that make a lot of noise.
This kind of implies there might be more than just Eric living here.
Yeah, it's still kind of weird because you wouldn't do this with like your family members, right?
I've never put my name on
milk. Neither have I.
It's kind of a communal thing.
Huh.
This man likes bones. Strong bones.
Is there soda in there?
He likes bones.
Sure.
Grab one.
There's plenty of fridge. You grab one. Okay. Danny, you're looking at the table and the coffee table.
Yes.
On the coffee table, there's no like television or anything in here. By one of the windows, there definitely is a nice seat that someone would sit in that like plays music, you can tell, and there's like sheets of music in the corner and there's a lot just spread out everywhere. I don't know how well versed Danny is actually at reading music or if he is at all. However, you do also find on one of the coffee tables a picture of an older man and two young girls that look to be identical.
Guys, got this creepy picture here of an old man and some twins. And they're girls, so we must be on the right track.
We got stuff in the fridge that says Erickson. This is definitely where Erickson lives. Do you think the twins are his daughters?
Or maybe his nieces?
But that would make him their uncle.
Josh heads over to look at the picture to see if he can identify the twins.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely the twins.
The back of the photo, is it labeled? Got sentiments on it?
It is 93. Date? It would definitely be.
Yes, it does. It does have a date.
1802.
It's the summer of 69.
10/13/1969.
Ha!
In the bedroom.
That was a year ago yesterday. That was 20 years ago yesterday.
Hey, Andy?
Yeah?
Look at this picture. I recognize this guy.
Yeah.
And in the picture, you can see Jim Tambor shaking hands with two other gentleman about the same age as him.
Yeah, that's Jim from that stuff last year.
Yeah.
Do we recognize who he's shaking hands with?
Why don't you go ahead and make me a brains check?
Oh, yeah. I rolled a 14 plus that, 1 is 15.
Yeah, it's plenty. One of the men in the picture looks enough like Jim that you could probably intuit this is his brother Jeff.
Billy, we should show everybody this. Guys, this is his brother Jeff. He just got out of prison.
And maybe the other person is Eric Zahn, since this apparently is where he lives.
And we don't know what he looks like. Yeah.
Was that the same picture with the two girls in it, or no?
It's not the same picture. It is a different picture.
Okay. Yes. It is. There are different pictures in different places, but looking at them, the man looks the same in both pictures. The one man you don't know.
Okay, so that's definitely Eric. Okay, so they're obviously working together.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, but what's up with the twins?
I mean, maybe they're, like, taking advantage of... I mean, their kid... Jim's kids were involved in the cult before, so maybe he's, like, grooming them from a young age.
But shouldn't they be real old now?
Yeah, these kids should...
These are different kids. Oh, yeah.
Twins. In the picture.
These are different. They're different. Some of his other kids.
Maybe they're ghosts.
Maybe they're, like, stuck in an endless cycle of... Maybe they're dead and they're reanimated bodies. I think I said that at the beginning. Are they reanimated bodies?
As you guys are all standing in here comparing photos, you hear the front door creak and slowly close.
The door that we came in.
The front door.
Burn it down!
Which is a different door than we came in?
No, that's the door that you guys... Okay. Sorry.
But no one's closing it. It's closing itself.
We don't know.
Is there anybody there? Josh looks up immediately, hands on his machete.
Looking at the door?
Looking at the door.
Great. As you guys see just the door close, nobody realizes in time to catch to see, you know, around the door. There's nobody standing at the door closing it. However, Josh, you hear first, probably before anybody else, the sound of violins.
Oh, no.
Give me a flight check, actually, of a 4.
It's a 1.
You don't realize, standing here in the kitchen, Maxwell, you're also in the kitchen, so you're pretty close. You don't realize, but Maxwell, you're going to see, now standing behind Josh, are two twin girls. And the violin music begins to crescendo.
I immediately reach into my right pocket, which is what I have packed full of rock salt, and whip it at them.
Sick. Let's see a grit check. Let's call it a 6. 5. We'll call it a 5.
5.
All right. You throw salt at these two.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it has the desired effect.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make them go away. However, you do basically pocket sand with salt their eyes. And they are visually shook for a moment.
Hell yeah. Salt in your eyes sucks.
Yes, it does. So for, we'll say, one turn, they are distracted at least due to the salt.
Get the pillowcases. Get the pillowcases. Home invasion.
If I can, I'm going to not even look behind me, but just leap forward.
Okay.
To put distance. Like, I assume something is right behind me.
Right, yeah, point.
You just got pelted in the back.
Yeah, I just got pelted on the side and probably heard something, see you, and just distance.
I think we'd all hear that and come running into the kitchen, right?
Most of you are actually already in the area. Like, everybody's in the same central area now. So you're all in the same vicinity. Everybody can see this chaos, yes.
Do the girls not yell? They just take salt in the eyes like champs?
Yes.
Holy shit. That's actually scary.
That's scary.
Actually, at this point, I'm not sure. Yeah, they don't make noise, but also now everybody can hear the same violin music, and it is very loud.
We gotta smash that fucking violin.
Can we hear where the violin's coming from? It's just coming from everywhere.
It sounds like it's coming from everywhere.
Which makes me think he might be playing out of the book in the bookstore.
So he's in the bookstore?
Or he could be
over here?
In one of the other
rooms.
Well,
what else
practicing?
Would be the connection between the violin and the book? Like, is he playing music out of it? Is it something like...
What?
Anyway, we're in combat, so...
I said, we're in his house. There's signs of him playing music. What if he's just playing the violin in his house somewhere in a room, being all creepy?
Or on the other side of the door.
We could try it. Well, we have an opportunity to find that out.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I think in this minute we would just start attacking the girls.
We wouldn't be putting the pillowcases?
I think pillowcase on the head and tying them up just to each other.
I mean, I imagine you guys are closer, so...
We have the table. We have an unlimited water supply. We're doing this.
Yeah, Josh is...
Josh is looking for a fight right now because he's all paranoid and amped up and...
All right, tell me what y'all do.
Okay, well, I'd throw in the rock salt.
And once I see I hear the commotion. I turn around. I see the girls, like, distracted by getting rock salt in the eyes, and I immediately run over with one of the pillowcases that's not with a doorknob in it and put over one of their heads.
I'm kind of taking up a defensive stance with the machete and the crowbar, trying to corral, I guess, the best I can. I don't want to, like, charge in and fight them, but I also don't want to...
I was just going to smoke one in the back of the head with my rake thing.
You should do that.
Okay, I will.
The handle or the spikes?
The spikes.
Oh, golly.
How else do you use this weapon? It's just a cheap wooden handle. It's going to break if I use the other side.
Deadly efficiency.
All right, all right. We'll just resolve all of this at the same time. Danny's running up, throwing a pillowcase over one's head. Josh is assuming a defensive posture. Maxwell just threw salt in the eye, so his combat's done. You're going to try to stab one in the head. Is it the same one with the pillowcase or the other one?
The other one.
Okay.
What's Billy doing?
Billy's a little shocked and confused, but he'll chip in. He'll chip in. Don't worry. And all right, Danny, you are going to give me a brawn check. I need a brawn check of an 8. Andy, I need a grit check from you of a 4.
I had a 7.
I got a 6, but I have protective plus 3 rolls in protecting friends.
And awesome.
I will spend an adversity token to turn that 6 into a 9.
Nice.
Fantastic. All right. So the two of you run up, and you take the girls by surprise because they've got salty eyes. And Danny, you're able to get the non-filled pillowcase over the one's head. Simultaneously, Andy, you take that little rake thing that we haven't decided what the name of it is yet, and you smoke the other girl in the head with it from a good distance, and she reels backwards from you and drops something onto the floor. At this point, she looks like she would scream, like her mouth is open, but no sound comes out. Danny, the one that you have grappled, we'll say, makes no attempt to move. She's just in the pillowcase. And Billy is just standing there in shock at the moment. The violin continues to play, and the twin that just got smoked in the head with the rake stares at you, Andy, and her face contorts, and it looks like she's screaming at you. And suddenly, you feel a jerking motion on your shirt, and you are pulled across the room to this girl, and she grabs onto you. Danny, while you are holding the one who's not fighting back at all, you can see her clench some fists underneath this pillowcase, and suddenly you are bucked off and sent flying back 4 feet from her location.
Ah!
She dives towards the object that the other twin had dropped when hit by the rake on the kitchen floor. However, at the same moment, Billy begins to scream, and as he does, you can see a cold cone of breath coming from his mouth headed towards the twin sister.
Yeah, he just screams and it comes out like a dragon's breath.
Give me 2d4 rolls.
And he looks at the camera as he pulls out a pack of Mentos.
This is how it feels to chew 5 gum.
Oh, that's way better than Mentos, yeah.
So, looking for a roll of a 4.
I got 2 2s.
Okay, that's a total of 4.
Those, oh, I was
those
adding.
Two things.
Yay.
Add together, which is great. I don't actually remember how I came up with that mechanic for this, but we've used it a few times. So that works. And he freezes this twin's arm to the ground before she is able to grab what you can now see, what everybody else in the room can now see, is the dagger. However, the other twin is still holding Andy in her clutches.
Which kid is closest to me, other than the twin girls? Like, of our group.
Oh, of our group?
Yeah.
Danny and Billy are probably the closest. Maxwell's in the kitchen still?
Who's closest to the knife?
I hadn't moved because I didn't know how much time had passed.
Okay.
So the last thing I did was throw the rock.
That's right. So Maxwell or Danny would be closest to the knife.
Well, I just got kicked back.
Yes, you're on the ground, but you're still, like, relatively close. You're closer than Josh, because Josh jumped as far away as he could get.
The twin that's holding Andy, does she now have her back to Josh? Because that's who he was squaring off with when he...
She's furthest away, so she's facing everybody.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay.
Andy's going to scream to the boys, grab the knife!
So who's on... Is there anyone on the opposite side of where I am? So it's me, it's going to be the girl that I'm close to who had dropped the knife, or did the girl... The knife, I'm assuming, is still... Is
on the ground.
What's the status of the pillowcase?
I'm going to dive for the knife.
Maxwell, diving for the knife. Mm-hmm. That would be a grit check, I believe. All right, grit check.
Josh is going to dive for the twin that is frozen to the ground and come down with the machete to try and, like, continue to prevent her from moving towards the dagger.
Okay. Yeah. Maxwell, you're closest. Give me a grit check of a 4.
I got an 8.
You got an 8. You're able to dive over this twin and grab the dagger up off the floor. Josh, give me a brawn of a 6.
2.
Maxwell, you get the dagger. Billy is standing there recuperating from blowing his ice breath out of his mouth. He's wintry fresh. Andy, you are tied up. Danny, what are you doing? Just been kicked to your ass, sent 4 feet away.
And I see...
You see Josh...
While she's jumped towards the knife, I'm going to throw my pipe towards the other... The one twin that has taken the one that's getting beaten up. The one that's closest to me. Just...
Make a brawn check for me of a 6. And then we'll resolve how both of you attack this child.
Maybe I should attack the other one. Where's the other?
To you, you would have Andy in between.
Yeah.
Like, she's being held.
Okay, so I'm actually going to just dive at the one that's holding Andy and try and apprehend her.
Okay.
Struggle. Not with the pillowcase.
Not with the pillowcase. You're going to grapple the grappling child.
Yes.
Okay.
9.
Josh, you jump forward with your machete to try to come down on this child who's frozen to the floor. Maxwell scrambles over top of her, grabbing the dagger. You come down, and as you do, your machete makes purchase with the brick floor, or with the wood floor, and the girl is no longer where you were aiming. Danny, as you run over and grapple the other twin, trying to pull her off Andy, suddenly your arms collapse together and you run face first into Andy, and the girl is no longer there. And the violin music immediately stops. And the five of you are standing in the apartment alone.
Oh, that was scary.
I'm gonna run and open the bedroom doors to see if there's somebody hiding in them.
Maxwell, you got the knife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the rooms in here are empty.
Are empty, okay.
Yep. It would really suck. That guy's just, like, hanging out in the bedroom closet.
Catch him fiddling away. Leaving out the window or something, you know.
Well, that was terrifying. But we got the knife, and those girls definitely just disappeared. Like,
yep.
That's
We got to get to that book now. That was not fun, and I don't want that to happen again. And I think we should stop it as fast as possible.
I agree.
As you're saying this, you guys hear the loudest roar yet. Emanating from outside.
Outside the door?
The window and look at the window facing the direction that the roar seems like it came from.
Okay, you run towards the main street side and you look out. And on top of the school, you can see the silhouette of a giant beast lit up by the moonlight. And it is roaring and howling up at the moon, which is still full for the third day in a row.
Which means that it's not in the tunnels.
That's true.
So we should definitely go that way and not the streets.
We gotta move now.
Yep.
Right down the staircase, right back down into the creepy dead body cave, and then keep on trucking.
Yep.
All right. And that's where we're gonna end today's episode.
Okay.
Next time, we will likely be finishing up.
We'll see
what happens. Our Kids on Bikes story. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I can't wait to see what happens in the next episode of Tales from the Crypt. But until then, we will
see you next Tuesday.
Tales from the Crypt is part of the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend. And so now all six of you, five people.
Did you listen to last week's episode of Tales from the Crypt?
Of course I did, Tim. Don't bring it up.
It was a great recap on what brings us to today.
We are.
What?
We're recording now.
From the clerk?
Staff?
Desk.
I almost said matron D or whatever.
Matron D is a restaurant.
That's restaurant. Yeah.
That's why I just kind of brain farted.
Host.
Like,
receptionist.
Receptionist.
We're trying. Oh, shit.
Karate chop it.
I keep wanting to call him Steve Zahn.
I keep wanting to say Benita Zahn. Give me 1 second.
Yep. And he freezes them to death forever.
Yeah, that's not what happens. Cone of Cold? That's not the name of it. That's D&D.